welcome to the next episode of the podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden, and it has been and continues to be a great privilege to bring these podcasts to you. Let's come to our God in prayer. Lord God, we worship you. We give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. And we ask today that we would once again taste and see that you are good. We want to express our belief that your word is life and health and peace to us. We look to you once again and pray that you would feed us and strengthen us by your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Two readings today, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. And the first reading is Psalm 135, verses 15 to 18. And then we'll be turning to the book of Acts. But first of all, from Psalm 135. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by the hands of people. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. And then over to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4, and beginning from verse 8. Peter and John are appearing before the Sanhedrin, and they are being questioned. Peter speaks in verse 8. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a disabled person and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. There are two pathways that are set out for us here in these readings. One, the pathway of idol worship, and one, the pathway of worshipping Jesus. We see from the psalm that we become like idols if we worship them. Not just those who make those idols, but those who trust in them. It's a really interesting thought, and we can reflect on this from the point of view of the modern idols that we might worship. We take the example of money and materialism. If this is our focus, then step by step we lose our humanity. If we worship money, then we, in a sense, become like it. We become greedy and grasping. And we get ever more frenzied because we see that this never really satisfied. One of the super rich Getty family was once asked, "How much more money do you need before you've got enough to satisfy?" And very tellingly, he responded, "Just a little bit more." We might think of the worshippers of the statue of Baal who become ever more frenzied in their worship of this dull and lifeless idol. We become what we worship. We become like it. And it's a terrible path to take. What a contrast in Acts chapter 4, when the rulers of the people recognize that Peter and John, unschooled men that they were, had something that was different because they had been with Jesus. They were people who walked with Jesus, who talked with him, who worshipped him, who had come to recognize that he was God's own son, who had died for them on the cross. They were witnesses of the resurrection, and they were full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Rather than becoming like a worthless idol, they were becoming like Jesus, the living God. And that was something that was deeply attractive and powerful and puzzling. So what or who do we worship? There's a cautionary tale here for us, without doubt, in Psalm 135. But the better way is gloriously set out for us in Acts chapter 4. People sometimes talk about believing and becoming, and that is so important in the Christian life. We are to believe the deep truths of God. We are to grow in our faith. And as we do so, we begin to become the people that God wants us to be. But there are other steps that God calls us to take in that process. And we might, thinking of believe and become, insert behold in the middle of that. Believe and behold and become. For it's as we spend time with Jesus, as we behold him, as we dig deeply into his word, as we engage with him in prayer, as we seek to live for him moment by moment, as we are with Jesus, as we behold him, then we become the people that God really wants us to be. So I want to ask the question again of myself as much of anybody as anyone else. Who or what do we worship? If we worship worthless idols, then we will become like them. We will, in a sense, take on their image. But if we worship our Creator and our Saviour, if we spend time with Jesus, then the process works in reverse. We will become like him, our good and our glorious Lord. We will grow in holiness, which really is Christ-likeness. What a wonderful, attractive picture this sets out for us. Let's pursue it today. Let's press in to all that God has for us. And be clear, the starting point is to spend time with Jesus and to worship him alone. We pause together for prayer. Lord, we recognize today that the idols that so many people pursue are worthless. And we recognize that they never satisfy. Not only do we become like them, But Lord, we always want just a little bit more. We pray that you would lead us away from that worship. And indeed, we pray that you would lead our nation away from such worship. Lead us to Jesus. Help us to spend time with him. We pray today that you would strengthen our faith, that you would help us to believe. We ask also and especially that you would strengthen us day by day to behold him, so that we might become the very people that you always called us to be, fully and truly human, living for our Creator and our Saviour. Once again, O Lord, we put our hope in you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.